As the saying goes, stop and smell the cells. Sorry, roses are made of cells, but I think there are even some closer ones that we can take a whiff of. The science of those little particles of life is astounding. Each of us, you know this, carries around somewhere around 37 trillion cells. That's 37 with 12 zeros. Of those 37 trillion, 7,000, seven with three zeros, so, are white blood cells, the cells that create our immune system, that fend off disease, that move into action without us even knowing to sustain life. White blood cells will attack invaders right away, communicate to the bloodstream to send reinforcements, remember the conflict in order to produce better and quicker antibodies later. And they're doing this all inside us each day, most moments. 7,000 cells keeping this 37 trillion going. If science tells us this about our protection layers, how can our feast day cause us any confusion today? The guardian angels, to some, can seem quaint at best, quacky at worst. That image being a light, helping those two little kids cross a rope bridge, which begs all sorts of questions, mainly about their parenting. The natural order, though, points to the spiritual. And if God has prepared for us a body to be so protected and ordered, why would we think his protection wouldn't extend more? If God is this creative and adaptive, down to the smallest cell that we can see, why would we think his creativity ends or stops? From our Job-like moments of woe to those other more childlike feelings of protection that we encounter with Jesus in our Gospels, our lives need God's support, a support we celebrate today by the gift of our guardian angels. May we thank God for the wonder of creation today. May we call on his protecting help from our 7,000 white blood cells to our one guardian angel.